Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf, Yevamos 120. We're going to start with the Mishnah in the middle of Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein Me'idim, that the witnesses do not come and testify about a person that he is dead in order to allow his wife to remarry, Ela al partzuf panim imachotem, that only if they're able to recognize his face, meaning to say his jaws, his face, the structure of his face with the nose. But if they're not able to see the face with or if the nose was removed, then they're not allowed to testify. Even if they have signs on his body and on his clothing, because that's not going to be considered a sufficient in order to testify. Rashi says, "Ema idim awa isha meis." You're not allowed to testify about a man that he is dead to allow his wife to remarry. Elam kein ra'u meis bepartzuf panav imchotmo. Unless you see that he's dead with his face, with his nose, that sheichon la'akira ushezel, that you're able to recognize that that's him. Lo ra'u bepartzuf. But if you don't see his face, or if his nose has been removed, you don't testify to allow his wife to remarry, because maybe this is not him. So the Rabbeinu Tam, however, says, that if his whole body is indeed intact, then even though you don't recognize his face, you're still able to testify. And the other Rishonim argue about this, and so that's actually a major dispute. What say the whole body is intact? Then we say the Mishnah continues, Ein me'idim ela ad she'tetzei nafsho, that you're only allowed to testify that he's dead if you saw him before he died. But and afilu ra'u meguyad, and even if you did not see him that he died, except if he was missing his limbs, v'chein tzolov, or if you see him suspended, like on a, almost like on a cross, so to speak. So too v'chaya ochel asbal, meaning to say, you're not allowed to testify that you saw him, that he's dead, unless you actually saw him dead. But even if you saw him in a circumstance where you're almost certain he's going to die, so for example, ro meguyad, where his limbs were severed, and you know he's going to bleed out and die, or you saw him on this cross, or as Rashi says, alatzliva ochaya doras tov ochel asbal, where you see an animal like tearing him apart, v'chaya ochel asbal, or an animal's eating him, even though we know that in the end he's certainly going to die, you're not allowed to testify that he's dead, because it's still possible that maybe he was saved from this circumstance, even though it seems incredibly unlikely. And so to Eima Edim Ela ad shlosha yamim, you're not allowed to testify that that person's dead unless you see his body within 3 days of his death, meaning to say you can only testify if you see him having died within 3 days. But if you only saw him after 3 days, then you know how to testify that this is the person who died, because then we have to be concerned that maybe his appearance changed after 3 days, and you think that's him, but really it's not him. So that's Rashi says, so if you saw him within 3 days of his death, then you can testify. But if you only saw him after 3 days, then we have to be concerned that maybe his appearance changed and you think that's him, but that's not him. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba argues about this law of the Tanakhama and Omer, and he says, no, you can't make a specific amount. So he says, "Lo kol adam, v'lo kol makom, v'lo kol shaus shavim." Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says you can't say that all these circumstances are the same. Not everybody changes. Not everybody is the same. There are some people whose body decomposes quicker than others, and they're meaning to say, let's say a person has more flesh on them, and not all the places are the same, because there are some places where the body decomposes quicker, like for example, Rahman al-Tzlan, if it's in the sun, and so therefore it decomposes quicker, or if he's in the ice, then it'll decompose slower. We'll call a show a shoving, and also not all the times are the same, because sometimes it'll decompose quicker than others. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, who we know from the Gemara elsewhere, there, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba himself was died a tragic death, where he was murdered in this manner, as he risked his life and gave his life in order to pass on smicha to other people. So it's ironic that he was the one giving this halacha. So therefore, the Gemara says, Rashi says, there are certain people, there are certain people who decompose quicker than others, like if, for example, if they're a fatty person. And there are certain people, there is a certain people where the sun affects them more, and the person will decompose quicker. And there are certain times of year where the world is hotter, and therefore the dead body is memahero asriach, and the dead body will decompose quicker. And in the Gemara is going to discuss whether this is a stringency or a leniency. What about where there's a doubt whether or not 3 days have passed? So therefore, the Rishonim have a discussion there whether or not we can be lenient under these circumstances. And meaning, but we see from here that maybe we have to be they try to make an inference from the fact from the text of our Mishnah that it says that we need to know that for sure that 3 days have not passed. So if we're not certain that 3 days have passed, then perhaps we can be lenient.